Don't play with the buttons, you get in trouble.
Okay, I thought you just hung up on me. How are you?
I'm all right.
Okay.
All things considered.
So what's going
Where are
on?
you? Where are you located now? You don't have a cell phone because I called your cell number and
I
some guy called
know.
me back, God knows
Yes.
where.
Yes, my number changed and I got a new number, so I can provide that to you. If you have a pen and paper, please note it down. Let me know once you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, so that's going to be 408-689-6899. Well, that's my cell number. You can reach out to me anytime on that number. So how can I be of help?
Where is 408? Please. I said, where is 408?
408 is California.
Okay, so I have an idea of time zone.
Yes, that's Pacific Standard Time Zone. You remember that?
I really don't.
Okay, all right.
I've been trying to figure out what to do with, I have absolutely no sales on my book.
Nothing at all?
No sales.
I was telling you,
there was
you had to try the modern methods.
Well, that's a part of the reason of the call. I don't have any results of your 300,000 email distribution. I don't have any receipts from that. The receipts I had are back into, I think it's March, but I'm not in my office.
Okay,
anyway,
I'm going to double check that. But I had one of my guys, Sheldon, send you the remaining receipts. So you're saying you didn't receive anything after that?
I got no receipts after 3/30/22.
Okay, I will double check on that and I'll provide you all the receipts. For the record, we have completed that. But you remember once we were initiating on the email marketing, I told you to go for some modern methods. I was almost convinced that it's not going to work because a lot of those emails just go to the spam box straight. And many of us do not even read those. I mean, take me for example. I don't read my spam emails. Most of them go directly to my trash. And that's how it works for majority of people. So I was hoping if you're open to listen to the new methods, I can go ahead and provide you a sound plan, a sound strategy that is working nowadays for people. And you might get some sales on that.
You can send me the sound plan, but you better send me a price with it.
Of course. I'm going to go ahead and do that. Just give me till tomorrow. I will send that to you along with all the receipts for, the screenshots for the email marketing. Not that it has helped you out in any way, but, yeah, I will send that
I
to you for the record.
I can't believe we send out 30 million emails and not have any sales. I can't believe that. I understand the spam deal, but I can't believe I got no sales out of this book. I give the book away, and I get laudatory praise. Book has
well,
to be, and I get calls every day to go into this environment. Go over here. Go. You'd be surprised at the bullshit songs that I've heard about book publishers and emails.
Okay.
One of the things is I got to get the right phrase. The ISBN on the book, the same ISBN as the yellow book. And the,
what does
and
that
the,
mean?
And the inquiries are going over to, who is it? Going over to the publisher before you.
Wow, oh my God. That is a mess. And what are you doing about it?
There's nothing I can do about it. Amazon says contact the publisher. Well, the publisher's out of business.
Oh, gosh.
They're not changing anything.
Right.
Bookfind Press. That's who it was.
Yeah, I remember those people. And they're not helping you out.
They can't. They're out of business. Nobody's answering the phone.
Oh,
nobody wants to say anything. Amazon says go see the publisher. I said, Amazon, they don't exist anymore. Well, we can't help you. We need them. There's no letter coming from them.
Great, I know. They just hit a dead end there, and they are not going to assist you any further unless you get a hold of the publisher. So that's a dead end.
Can't. Yeah. Publisher's gone.
Yeah.
People that set up the audiobook.
Mm-hmm.
They set the audiobook up, and then they vanished.
Oh, my God. So that didn't happen?
You know, I don't know how much the audiobook cost me to set up, but the audiobook is set up. I have a copy of the audiobook.
But they didn't publish it.
They never put it. Never put it up.
Oh my God! Give me the publication. Let me have that up for you. If it's ready, there's nothing else that needs to be done. It will just be the publishing charges.
I believe it's a P3 file, but I'm not 100%. I don't remember that file.
I'm sorry?
Have to look at it here to get you the publisher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not a problem. So, Jim, let me go ahead and send you a plan. A strategic plan regarding the marketing in terms of the new market trends that we are focusing on currently with book marketing process. So I'm going to send that to you, and I will also find out the pricing for the audiobook publication only, because I believe you have the files ready. Are these separate files for individual chapters, or is this one compiled file? How did they do it? One compiled file. Okay,
yep.
We might have to break that up. I'm not sure. Let me just have a discussion, and I will send you a detailed email. You're still using the old email, right? That is jim@easystitches.com?
It hasn't changed. I sent you an email 2 weeks ago that said, are you still working for this company?
I didn't get your email.
Well, it's probably in your spam folder. It's just a simple, are you still working for GNOME Publishing? So out of desperation this morning, I made a phone call and got some guy that wanted my lint in my navel before he passed along any information.
Right. You're right.
So,
I see your email in my spam box. See, that's the entire issue with these spam boxes.
There's probably a lot of good stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm down to my last 50 books. What did I order? 150 books from you before? I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Please find out.
Let me check. All right. We are looking at your order.
50 books.
Yes, 150.
Well, if we do a reprint,
mm-hmm.
we have to reprint with a new ISBN number.
That sounds good. And if you have the credentials for the account, you know, through which we publish the book, we can update the ISBN there as well. That shouldn't be a problem.
What credentials?
Like the email address and the password.
For what?
For Amazon.
I don't have any of that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You control everything. I have no access to Amazon. My access to Amazon is an 800 number, and that's like running around a tree with a rope, and I keep getting shorter and shorter. I'm not going anywhere.
That's weird. Okay, the book that I published for you, I provided you the credentials for it, the email address and the password. Didn't you ever sign in and check?
No. There's nothing I can sign in.
Okay.
Everything was up to you guys.
Okay, so I need to get you the credentials as well. Why didn't you reach out to me before if you didn't have the credentials? How are you managing the sales?
I didn't need. I kept giving the books out. I give it to doctors. I give it to patients. I give it to nurses.
So you don't know how many books are sold online through Amazon?
According to Amazon, I went into. I did a book search on the title today in Amazon, and it came up.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks ago. It didn't even come up.
Wow. Okay.
So say I can't find the book. I said, well, it's on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, today I did a book search and the thing came up. And I said, well, okay, hello, somebody did something. And it's right. $9.99, $3.14, And then there's a button there. It says sales. I think it says sales. I went to sales, and it says no book sales.
Okay, that's weird. Usually, Amazon provides a sales dashboard. Once you're logged in to the portal, then they provide you the sales dashboard to track your sales. I mean, you know, from every different region, how many number of sales you made in terms of the electronic copies, that's the Kindle version.
It wouldn't make a difference because I get no royalties sent to me. If I don't have any royalties in my bank account, I got no sales. Now, my real question is, are you getting my sales and my royalties? I don't know.
No. Well, we put in your details. I am sure. I'm dead sure.
Fine.
We put in your bank details. So, of course, we do not claim any sales or royalties from the customers. That is like a signed contract, and it's written in stone. So we never do that. We only take service charges, always, for anything that you want us to do. So let me double check on this. See, if my publishing team has the credentials, I will check in their records. I will get you the credentials as well, and let's retrieve your account first. Once we do that, we will go over the sales part as well, and that is the second step. Third and fourth will be, well, that's for me. That's my homework. I will send you the plan, the marketing plan, along with the pricing for the audiobook. Sounds good?
Okay.
All right, so
and
I will follow up with
out,
you. Go ahead.
I sent out 5,000, maybe 7,000 email addresses for the audiobook.
Mm-hmm.
Blind organizations.
Mm-hmm.
And how did
that go?
Got no responses.
I told you, email marketing is an option.
They could not find the audio.
Yeah, of course, because that isn't published so far. So let me help you out with that, and let's take one step at a time, okay? Let's resolve the credential issue first, get your Amazon access, and then I will have to have a discussion with my publishing team for the audiobook. Let's see what they say about a compiled file, because usually when I work on the audiobooks, we usually have separate chapter files, you know, like every chapter would have a different file. Introduction separate, and then the conclusion separate.
But why?
So
why? People who click it just click the book, and it plays.
The problem is that, let me explain. The problem is that Amazon has a standard format. They ask for the individual files, as far as I can remember. I may be wrong, but let me just double check on that and get back to you. Okay? So, for example, let me just tell you why as well. Let me just tell you why.
I went through the audiobook with an audiobook company that knew all of the bullshit from Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And I did the audiobook. And all they did was add, if I remember this rightly, they added a music background.
Okay.
And they sent me a copy of it, which is one file.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, they vanished. There were a company in New York.
Why does this keep happening to you?
It's my day in the peril. What do I know? Why does this keep happening to me?
Sorry for that question.
Book is not supposed to be published. It has to be given out. I don't know. I have no idea. And then I went and did a major email blast, and my ISBN cut me off of all emails for 2 weeks.
Wow.
I had to beg. Back into the ISBN to get back into the email function because I have so much tied up into his company.
Mm-hmm.
I have so many websites. I have so much tied up in email. I have different email addresses. I couldn't just move from Fiji to San Diego.
Exactly.
This guy originally was in Texas.
Okay.
And he left Texas. I won't tell you the story of everything else, but he now lives in Fiji, and he doesn't give a rat's ass what happens in America.
Mm-hmm.
Or his customers. His database, I'm sorry, his server base, so big he doesn't care.
Weird. Okay. Well, servers tend to have these kind of issues, but are you back into the system again, or are you still facing that issue?
No, I've got that issue forgiven. I actually invited him into my distribution of everything I do every day, and he
Okay.
accepted that because I send out about 500 emails a day, sometimes multiple times, which is fine since he gets a copy of it. It's not a blast. It's whatever it is. But I don't send out 3,000 emails to all the blind people because he says it bothers his servers. He's got, like I said, his servers are so big, he doesn't know what 3,000 emails look like. They're done in 3 seconds. Who cares?
Okay.
But I can't get a big enough exposure email-wise. I get these emails from companies that says, "We'll take your emails any way, any shape." And then I call them and, "Oh, well, you're down to you can only do 100 a day."
Yes, that's the issue. We even
Well,
we
if I do
have an
100 a
e
day, what do I do with the other 2,900?
Exactly.
I don't know. Give me a break. Anyway, that's the issue I'm running up against.
Okay. All right. I wish you all luck, getting that resolved. And as
There's
I
nothing
said,
much I can get resolved until I hear from you what's going on.
absolutely. So I'm going to get back to you on that. All right.
I've already put $10,000 into this book. Unless you can give me an idea of how I can recoup more than $10,000, I got a pretty good hot chance that we're not going to do business. Because
Okay.
I'm really down to my last frustrated, what is my marketing approach to get this book in the right hands?
Exactly. What you need at this point of time is not the awareness or brand recognition. You need guaranteed sales at this point of time. And you need
I
the
need
plan to
sales.
work. Exactly. You need the plan
This
to
is a
work. It cannot
$10
be.
item,
Yes.
and I only get $3 of it.
Exactly. So that's another thing. Now, let me work something out and I will sit down with my marketing strategist and, get a plan specifically designed for your book according to the niche and the genre. And give me like 24 to 48 hours. So I will email you first and then I'll call you up. Okay?
Do it for next week. I am Thursday and Friday. I am up to my navel in stuff. I can't get along with anything right now.
Monday
So
then.
Monday or Tuesday of next week is fine. I'm not going to jump off the bridge. I'm not going to circle the wagons. I'm just going to collect information right now.
Right.
And I have a call on Friday for more information. I'm doing what I think I should be doing. Trying to do a few months ago. I ran into some health things with carpal tunnel. I'm not going to go into all the bullshit behind it, but I've been less than 100% for 2 months, and now I'm coming back and I'm trying to figure out what didn't I do the last 2 months. So,
But are you feeling
flying from
okay?
there. What?
Are you feeling okay?
Of course I feel okay. It's my wrist that was driving me nuts.
Oh,
But yeah,
okay.
I feel fine.
Okay, perfect. I just wanted to know how you're doing.
I'm just an old man that's mean and crudgety. I'm 80 years old, and if anybody gets in my way, I roll over them. I'm just not taking bullshit from anybody.
You're awesome. You know that, right?
Thank you. I hope you're well.
Thank
Thank you
you.
for the
Thank you
call, Lee.
so much. No worries. I'll keep you posted, all right? So let's talk next week.
Good night. Bye.
Good night. Bye-bye.